Shalom uvracha, welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pele Yoitz in Shem number 231 on the topic of Gevura. I just want to remind you, I've been asked to announce that you can earn the schus, the merit of sponsoring this shiurim, in honor and memory, whatever occasion you'd like, please reach out to me to do so. Uve yoyset sarich li zoyer uliz doreis Chayolim Yigabe Mishe Tokfo Yitzra. The Pele Yoitz tells us that we had to be extremely vigilant and motivated and fight against the Yetzahara like a soldier fights in the army. And when a person tramples over Averis, in fact, it's this week's parsha. Ekev asher tishmu mkoili, Ekev, parsha's Ekev. Look how beautiful this Yad Shema is. V'ha mitzvois, Pasuk says, V'ha ekev tishmu es ha-mishpatim ha'ile, u'shmartim ha-sisim ha-yisom, V'shoma Hashem lekecho lecho es habris ves hachesa shenishba labisecho. If we will do our job and listen to Hashem, how do we do our job by listening to Hashem? We do the mitzvahs. Hashem says, go clean your room. That's it. It's a mashal. Okay? That's the commandment. Hashem says, there are 613 mitzvahs. Tayag mitzvahs. Says Rashi, im ha-mitzvahs kalois. What are we referring to specifically? It says the Medrash Tanchuma that Rashi brings down. The small mitzvahs, mitzvahs kalois, that a person tramples on, don't fulfill them properly. Not the biggest mitzvahs, if you will. V'dosh ba'averus, back inside the Pele Yoitz. V'nas lo keheter. And unfortunately, when we do things again and again, what happens is in our mindset is now it's permissible. Those things that might have been horrific are now viewed as permissible. Tzarich lizgaber lifreish min ha'aveiro kepoish min ha'kever. A person has to distance himself and view it like it's dangerous. He uses the word here, kekever. Mina kever. Kever is the grave. And the truth of the matter is, if a person continues in that approach, that's where, Rachman Litzlan, he'll be headed into the grave. Let's say a person, unfortunately, his nature is evil, is bad. Okay? Mishetiva ra. And he already has been trained, he trained himself to be rude, to be despicable. He has bad character traits. He gives other examples. Let's say the person, he drinks excessively. It doesn't mean he's drinking coffee, by the way. He's drinking excessively. The stuff a little harder than the coffee. Or he gambles, calls it playing dice. And he continues discussing different examples of Averus. Or he mentions Hashem's name in vain. You know, there are people, unfortunately, you know, there are people. They're gamblers for a living. And they make a lot of good money. Let me rephrase that. They make a lot of money, and not good money, because in an incorrect way. And unfortunately, there's a Yetzirah for this. And the better the person is, the more he'll want to do it. Or maybe a person swears for no reason. and he wastes time. Behevel varik v'chehena 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 and many other dvarim rabim shadoshu behem rabim. I'm just very, very blown away that this is specifically the topic we're discussing here, and it's Parshas Eikev. And Mitzvah Shodim Dosh Bakeva. The person says, what's the big deal? Who am I hurting? Who does this bother? This is the Yetzer Hara talking, but we don't realize. Sarich, Limisar, Nafshay, Lifroish, Mehem. A person has to find himself. Catch himself, make sure he stops this behavior. He has to be like a soldier, like a warrior, who stands guard. If his position is to stand at that place, at the entrance to the gate, he can't leave no matter what. And when it comes to fighting the Yetzer Hara, that's what we have to do as well. Now, so let's talk practical. The Pele Yoitz is saying we have to, number one, know that there are actions, attributes that we have to fix. That's step number one. Number two, we have to make sure we never put our guard down. As I'm saying this, I want to share examples of advice. The first one is specifically for men. Wake up in the morning and daven with the minyan. Wake up in the morning and daven with the minyan. You daven with the minyan, first of all, the Gemara in Brachas, in the beginning of Sechta, tells us that you know what a good neighbor is? A shachin toiv, a person who goes to a minyan. Goes to a minyan. So some people might listen to this shir and say, like, what are you talking such basic things? Who doesn't daven with the minyan? What does that mean? Of course he daven with the minyan. You know what? We have to hear this. Daven with the minyan. When a person daven with the minyan, he becomes, it's called a shachin toiv, a good neighbor. Why is he a good neighbor? Because then he goes to shul, and he makes brachas, and he answers amen to the brachas, and Hashem says, you are now being part of klal, of the klal, I'm going to now give more shefa bracha to the klal Yisrael. I'm going to open up the faucets of bracha. Why? Because he came to daven with the minyan. And number two, always be learning Musar. Always be learning some aspect of Musar. And tell yourself, I'm here today, you wake up in the morning, you see a Moed Da'ani. Today is going to be better than yesterday. I want this day to be of the best days ever. The best day. Every day, start your day like that. And you think to yourself, I'm here to be the best. Therefore, I have to improve. And if someone tells me something, okay, thank you and accept it. But if a person thinks he's like Esav, like Asu, he's done, he's finished. There's nothing to improve. What do you have to improve?
And
he tells us, like the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, setting boundaries and be a person of thought. Think, I'm about to do something. If I do this Aveira, how much will I gain? As opposed to if I do this Aveira, how much will I lose? Now the problem is, sometimes the Yetzer Hara works so fast that we don't have a chance to take out the spiritual calculator. And then once we take it out, then the batteries for the calculator aren't working. And then we try to get the solar energy going for, you know, sometimes there's a solar calculator, right? I remember as a little boy, when that came out, I was like, wow, no batteries. Yeah. But then you need the sun. But the Yetzer Hara is so dark and black, he's taking away the sun. And before you know, poof, the veil is already done. That's how he grabs us. So you know what you have to do. We have to think to ourselves before there's a Yetzer Hara that's attacking. And say, ask ourselves, where is my weakness? What do I have to strengthen? Where is my weakness and what do I have to strengthen? And he tells us from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Shlafum Tzara Agra, according to the difficulty is the reward.
Right.
And if something is difficult, you get more reward. Whether it's shalom bayis, which is difficult. You know shalom bayis, you know what that means? Or shalom between people. It's constant avoida. Constant avoida. Work on a regular basis. To have peace amongst people, peace amongst families, husbands, wives, children. It's a constant avoida. Shilafum tsar agra. To be diligent. If a person's learning daf yomi, keep to his daf. If he's learning amud yomi, keep to your amud. Mishnah Brura. You know, I speak to people, somebody, how you doing? How's your learning? Oh, I'm so far behind. I tell them, don't give up. Just pick up, just continue going. Don't throw in the towel. If you're learning Mishnah, Shmir Saloshin, Chavetz Chaim, and if you're a little weak, it's the summertime, pick it up today, pick it up today, and keep on going with it. Pelioitz concludes with something which we had in last week's parsha. Avas Hashem. We are told to love Hashem. V'ahavta es Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'adecha. V'chol nafshecha afilo noitos nafshecha. Even if it comes to a life and death situation, says the Pelioitz from Pasuk Tehillim, v'al mavis ahivucha. Even to the point of death, says David HaMelech, we will love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to ask you a question. It's a rhetorical question because people listen to the recording and you can give me your answers afterwards. How do we have a mitzvah to love Hashem? I asked this question on my Shabbos table, this past Shabbos. In other words, imagine I come in and you tell me that shiur is the best shiur in the world. I said, I don't know if I think it's the best shiur in the world. Said, No. It's the best shiur. Don't you agree? I'm like, I don't think it's the best. But I'm telling you it is. So how do we have a mitzvah with emotionally I have to love Hashem? If I feel it, I love you. But maybe I don't feel it. You hear the question? Yeah. Mitzvah to love Hashem. So you're probably saying that's wrong. I understand you, right? So we'll get to your thoughts. We'll get to your thoughts, right? Afterwards. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the patience.
Thank you.
So does everyone else on the phone, on the recorder. So I asked at the Shabbos table, one of the guests suggested as follows, and I believe the guest hit it straight on. And she said, when you come to appreciate everything Hashem has given us, which is endless. We can't count that high. It's endless. We'll have a burning ava, a love for Hashem, which we can't begin to control. Avram Avinu came to this point of endless love for Hashem, where he was waiting for a son. And then he thought, he was under the impression, Hashem told him to go shecht his own son. And it was a 3-day journey. And the Mefarshim explained why 3 days. Because if it was spontaneous, then there could be a complaint that maybe Avram would have had time to think about it and contemplate what he was doing, he really would not have done it. 3 days, bringing up his 37-year-old, sometimes you see pictures incorrectly of a father holding a little boy's hand. 37 years old. Yitzchak was not a midget, okay? This is Avram and Yitzchak. This is the love we're told to ask ourselves. Masai tegia masai lemasai avoisai Avram of Yaakov. When will my actions reach their actions? This is the actions that we have to strive for. To come to the appreciation of everything Hashem gives us. To have this love for Hashem. Aza, strong. To the point of even death, I would kill myself for Hashem. This is what we have to strive for. And the way you build yourself with this mindset is by appreciation. And that's what brachas are, by the way. Brachas is another way. When you make a bracha, you're thanking Hashem. That's what a bracha is. In conclusion of the topic of Gvura, and I know really time-wise this amount of time could have been divided into 2-3 shum already. The Pelioitz concludes by telling us Tfilo. Tfilo, Rabbi Isai Tfilo, always daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for success in spiritual endeavors, for success in Yiddishkeit. Daven to Hashem, Psach libi b'saritzecha. Open my heart to your Torah. Daven for it. Daven to Hashem that He should help you. Say words that come out of your mouth that are the right words that people want to hear. So you are in shalom with people. Daven to Hashem. Hashem should give you this burning desire of love for the Torah. Hu yirachem v'yazreinu al davar. Al dvar kvoid shemoyu netzach selav ha'ed. Amen. Kein yihi rotzoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven to Him. As we just learned the Gemara on Shabbos earlier. And the more we daven, and we turn to Hashem, Hashem will say, you're putting in your effort. I'm going to help you. We shall be zoiche to see the siyata shmaya that Hashem should shower over us when we put in our efforts to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu.